for you in Winnipeg. When you look back at it, how was it?
I thought I had a pretty good year. I like my numbers, and I thought I won a decent amount. But looking back, I really wanted to make playoffs this year, and I thought we could have. So a little disappointed on that, and I'm definitely going to ramp up my training and try to get ready for next year.
What was it like to start the year here with the Moose, obviously get a chance with the big club, and then come back with what you learned at the NHL level?
It was awesome. The whole time at the end of last year, and just the whole summer, I was guessing, am I ready? Am I ready? And I'm asking myself, I think I'm ready. I feel ready. I know I'm ready. And then finally, I got a chance to prove that I'm ready. And then when I came back down, I felt like I was such a better goalie. Things were just a lot easier.
Are you disappointed you didn't go back up?
Yeah, I think everyone's disappointed they don't go up at the end of the year. But, you know, it's the nature of the business. And you know what? You can only control so much. So I'll just go out and get better every day, and that's what I stuck to.
What were you told about that? Just that there wasn't room? Or?
Nah, I wasn't told anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you feel any feedback that you get today from Keith and management, Connor?
They pretty much just want me to start training hard again and get back on the right steps and keep improving every day. There's a lot to be said about that. I mean, you guys analyze it a lot, but you know what? Going and doing it is a lot different. You don't want to take any days off. You don't want to backstep yourself at all. And you just want to stay getting better every day. And hopefully you're ready tomorrow and whenever your name's called.
Do you feel that you had done enough to stick up in the NHL before being sent down?
That's a tough question because I feel like I was doing well. But obviously I want to win every single game. And winning games is what keeps you in the lineup. And I feel like I'm ready and I showed what I can do, and it's up to them now.
Do you think you've played your last game in the AHL?
You never know. I hope so, but you never know. I'm just going to try to control the things I can control, and that's getting better every day and showing that I'm ready and proving that I am NHL ready and ready to be the next guy.
Is there anything different when you go from the NHL where it's about winning right now to coming back and where you have a little bit more room to work on your game and improve some of your different parts of your game?
Yeah, in that aspect, the NHL is very, very strict on you have to be ready every single night, and there's no room for error. You got to be the best you can be every single day, and when you come back down, the game gets a little bit easier because you got all the adrenaline from being up, and you can kind of sit back and work on the mistakes you made. If you made them in the NHL, you go down here and work on them, and it's a little bit more relaxed.
What can you say about working with Rick St. Croix for the entire year?
It was awesome. He clearly knows the game very well. He analyzes it very well, and watching video with him, it's a huge pleasure, and I'm very cherished the fact that I got to work with him this year because he definitely knows what he's talking about.
Last year, you played World Championships for the USA. If they asked you again, would you take them up on that? Or?
I believe they already have three goalies.
But if there was an injury or whatever reason they needed you to step in?
That'd be something I'd have to think about when the time came.
What can you say about your first year in Winnipeg?
My first year in Winnipeg? It's cold. Very cold. Too cold.
Still got the park off.
Yeah. I know this place is cold, so I'm not taking any chances.
Learned a lot.
You know, the fans are great. They really rally behind us, and you can see at the last game of the year, they're all there really excited to watch us win, and I think the organization's great. They're really behind us, and they really care for us, and only good things.
What part of your game do you most want to work on?
That's hard to say, too, because I don't like to improve in one area. I like to improve total as a goalie. I don't really want to put my tongue on anything because I really want to improve as an overall goalie. I don't think there's any one place that I struggle at because I want to work on everything, so I've worked on everything my entire life.